You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Never gets old to me. Welcome in. If you're just getting out of work, we will reset everything for you. It has been Tigers heavy. They're in the ALDS. We wanted Houston. We thought you'd beat Houston. You did beat Houston. So now we have some questions. And one of them is history an indicator for where this team is headed? So there's a fun stat. And whether you think it's relevant, it's part of the conversation. You're the fourth team ever to be 10 games out of a playoff spot, at least 110 games into the season, and win a playoff series. Four in the history of baseball. 64 Cards, 69 Mets, 2011 Cardinals. All three of those teams went on to win the World Series. Now, to build upon that, last three seasons, the hottest team in the last 2 weeks of the season, the Phillies, the Rangers, the Braves, all went on to win the World Series. You're the hottest team. So we've said from the very start of this, look, when you're this hot, no one is going to knock anyone who chooses to believe in destiny, fate, voodoo, magic, whatever you want to call it. And of course, it's a combination of the team is they're good. They're good at a lot of things. Great base running, great defense, great pitching. I can't call it great hitting. I'll call it timely hitting.
That's a good word for it.
But they have good elements, but they're red hot and it is magical. So do you believe they're going to take this the whole way? Do you believe history's an indicator for what you're about to watch? And look, I said to you, I thought you'd beat Houston. I think you're going to beat the Guardians in four. But I do think the music stops against the Yankees just based on a massive talent differential. And what you're doing in a seven game, not a five or a three game, a seven game series, you don't get to have, well, nobody's ever going to face the same pitcher twice. Or no one's, it's too much. And your own manager has said, I don't think this would be doable over the course of a season. Seven game series, I think it's a lot to ask. I wonder just how much gas will be left in the tank. If they're a team of destiny, they'll pull it off. But I think you'll get to the ALCS, which is an unbelievable accomplishment. But Rico?
No, because back-to-back seven-game series, I think, is just asking for too much. This team would need – look, their magic number is win 10 more games. You can only throw a school ball so many times, and that's just it. Can you keep stealing games and winning games that you shouldn't? And in a three-game series, with school ball goes out there, you're up 1-0. Now all the pressure's on the Astros because – they're in elimination in game two. The five-game series, I think, is going to push the max against Cleveland. But seven games, even if you go up 2-0, the other team still has a chance to come back and win the next four. That's why I do think that the Yankees, yes. Now, if it's the Royals, maybe you got a better chance at this. Sure. But if you're going up against the Yankees, I think it all ends right there. Because I think you put it best throughout the show. Between the Phillies, Dodgers, and Yankees, you're going to have to play two out of those three teams in two seven-game series. I don't think it's sustainable. it's cool, but after a while, you're going to working all of these different pitchers at different times. I think somebody's going to end up having that inning like Job had yesterday, and it's all going to fall apart. It's a house of cards. It's working right now. You don't want to be there when it falls apart, so let's not think about that. But is it sustainable all the way to a World Series? I don't think so. Enjoy this ride.
248.
Oh, go ahead.
No, let's go do karate in the garage. 248-539-9797. David, so do you value the historical little trends we've given you? And how far are they going to take it?
Do I value the historical trends? Well, I'm going to be a stick in the mud. No, I don't. Because what the Tigers have to do is completely different from these other three teams. They have to go longer in the playoffs because there wasn't as many teams back then. Except for 2011, there were more teams then from 69 to 64. But generally, there wasn't as many as there is now. So I can't see it. And because of that, I just don't see them going through a seven-game series like this. It's very difficult to even do what they've done this far. I don't think they can get through a seven-game series, so they can't do what those teams can do or what they did. Sorry, I just don't see it.
I mean, I'm not going to say
that. I guess I'm not a real Tigers fan.
No, I'm not going to say that, David. You're more realistic. You're seeing this knowing, okay, it's a good run. But
and I'm enjoying it.
Right. It's not. And it doesn't make you a bad person because a lot of Tigers fans are thinking, no, they're going to win. Probably not, okay? But enjoy the ride. Let's see where it can go. You know what it feels a lot like? The Lions last year. Enjoy the ride. Let's see how far you can go with it. And but now it's a different expectation for the Lions. But last year, you know, it was like the whispering in the back. Could they actually go to the Super Bowl? Could they win the Super Bowl? I don't know if I want to say Super Bowl. Yeah, let's just make the playoffs. Let's just make the playoffs. Remember those conversations? Well, you made the playoffs. And then you won. Tigers just won. Expectation keeps going up, but it's fun. Now, it hurt when you lost the championship game because at that point you realize how close you were. And I think the same will happen with the Tigers. When they finally, it ends, you're going to be like, man, we were one bad pitching decision away. We were one batter away that we got to go out and get in the offseason, which we're not going to talk about.
No.
But that's where I think it was. I see a lot of parallels with last year's Lions season.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, you're exactly right because, like we all expect, they're going to beat Cleveland. So, yes, I'm going to sit there and say, wow, you know what, though? It could have been this in the series, and if this would have went the right way against the Yankees, it just – you're right.
Now, all of a sudden, it was like, okay, you beat the Rams, and then, oh, wait, you had other teams like the Eagles just – collapsing, the Cowboys get jail sexed at home, and now you're sitting and saying, wait, we get another home game against the Buccaneers? We can beat the Buccaneers. That's how you're feeling about the Tigers and the Guardians. You can beat the Guardians.
I think you can beat the Guardians. I think it's Tigers and four against Guardians. I do. And I think the weapon of Scooble is like magnified. The shorter the series, the bigger the value, because I don't think you're going to run him. Like you're not running him out there like he's Curt Schilling in 2001 against the Yankees. They've been rightfully super careful with Scooble. I just don't see it. And again, as magical as this bullpen has been, and the mix and match and the whole thing, you eventually run into teams whose lineups are both balanced and talented. And I thought Houston was top heavy. It's why I wanted them. It's why I thought you'd beat them. I think if you believe a team, like, for instance, like, and again, the Yankees have to get there. They have to beat the Royals. But like the Yankees are not top heavy. You can think that if you want, but first of all, they only have two guys in the order over the age of 30. It's not your mommy's Yankees. One of them happens to be the greatest baseball player on the planet, potentially, in Aaron Judge. It's a younger team. Second of all, balance. Lefty-righty plus switch hitting capabilities plus depth. And they have stretched the lineup out a bit. I mean, Austin Wells was horrible in September, but AL Rookie of the Year candidate catcher. Jazz Chisholm, right? Stud for the Yankees. Jason Dominguez, who got healthy, an option. They have these guys at the bottom of this order that are, it's so much pressure on this bullpen in a seven-game set. Big deal if I think the Yankees beat you in the ALCS. Who cares?
Yeah.
a month ago, you had no chance of making the playoffs. It's not impossible, but that's as far as I think they take it. Now, if you think they're going the whole way, if you want to ride the wave, ain't nobody mad at you. I'm not laughing at anybody who thinks, hey, we're going to do this. God bless.
No, but I mean, it would hurt. Like, if you lost to the Yankees in game seven, it's like, man, they were so close. And my goodness, it's just like it for the Lions. If I told you, you know what, you're going to lose in the final minutes of the NFC title game at the beginning of the, playoffs, you would have taken that. Like, great. But then expectations change. And I think the same will happen with this team, where it's going to go from being a cutesy story to, wait a minute, could we actually do this? You know, and the fans are going to start to rally with the games down at Comerica Park. But I just don't think you're going to make it that far.
248-539-9797. David, take a text. What do people have to say?
I said it before and I'll say it again. This team is a lot like the St. Louis Cardinals team that beat us in 06. They were also a wild card team, 83-78 record. I see similarities. That is from Cooper.
And by the way, he said it and he has said it again. Who the hell's heard him?
Yeah.
We got a whoopee cushion from Kenny. I'm just saying, like, I said it once, I say it again. Who the hell's heard you, Coop?
From Steven.
Didn't the Cardinals win the division that year?
No, they were a wild card team.
I thought they won.
Kenny, okay. Kenny, yeah. That's going to be my official verbal response to anything now. I'm done arguing. Tigers going to sweep their way to the series. Michigan's the best team in the country. Whatever you want, I'm done. The Kenny whoopee cushion. Tremendous.
No, they won division.
The 06 Cardinals?
Yeah.
Coop has said it once. He's said it again.
83-78.
Don't let facts get in the way.
Just, you know, just wanted to make sure. I don't know how we got here.
I don't either. I'm looking at the text like, what are we doing?
Right. I'm having a conversation with that. Like, why does Mike keep making this sound?
Because Kenny's response. When I was busting Cooper's balls, and I go, I said it once, I said it again. Who the hell's heard him? Kenny's response was,
here, Rico, you're looking up stats about the St. Louis Cardinals, and you keep hearing this in your ear.
I was like, what is that sound? Headphones going out?
Rewind the tape to when David is reading this, and all you hear is Kenny whoopee cushion. You got to hear it. So I honestly, I think Kenny encapsulated where I'm at right now. I don't argue with nobody. That's my response to everything. The Celtics suck. You're right. Go ahead, David.
Why are we talking about the ALCS or the World Series when the ALDS hasn't even started yet?
Tigers in four. Tigers in four. We will not tolerate your negativity. Tigers in four. I think you match up very well with the Guardians, and I think the five-game set, you can still do your dance. That analytics two-step money ball.
Oh, so you clinch
it. I need Rincon and soda for my vending machine.
So you clinch it here in Detroit.
That's my hope for the people. I mean, dude, you were here just like I was the last time Comerica had playoff games. I mean, that place is a snake pit.
Oh, yeah.
I want them to close it here. And the way I figure is they split in Cleveland, take them both here, see you later. Don't have to go down to the hellhole in the 216 and call it a day. I truly believe you match up really well against Guardians.
I was waiting for the sound effect.
Oh, no. I want David to run it back. And
I'll find it.
I want you to hear the magical moment.
I'll find it.
All right. Continue. All right. Let's take care of business. You know, I could be a bad guy about it, but here's Rico.
Please don't. You got it out your system.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, David, we'll get some ticket techs. Odyssey.com, rewind, you want anything. Did a ton of Tiger talk today in multiple ways. And certainly mixed in a little football as well. Also cussed out Rieger for the slander past 7 o'clock last night. So we've had a really good afternoon. And we discovered this. Incredible from the morning show. Oh, and we discovered this. Indeed. David, what do the ticket texters have?
You guys did a segment last year about the goalposts moving for the Lions. Does this happen for the Tigers moving forward if they win the next series or even next year? Jeff and Canton.
I mean, look, next year you're not going to have the benefit of innocence. Next year the expectation will be playoffs. The expectation will be the AL Central crown. So I would say that does. But
I think next year happens with the topic we really don't want to talk about. You do in the offseason, that's where your expectations come up. Because this can't – you won't be able to do this for another 162 games next year. So if you don't get reinforcements for the troops, if you don't get bats and stars and help for school bowl, no. This is going to be a one-off where you're going to be talking about your one-hit wonder. Remember that one Tigers team that pulled off that miracle run? You want this to keep going, you got to do some extra things. But, yeah, moving the goalpost, I think, probably happens after the Guardian series if you win.
Ben in Brighton says, I agree. I don't think they beat the Yankees in 7 games. However, they beat the Orioles 2 out of 3 and then swept the Royals. With all teams playing meaningful baseball just a few weeks ago, they can do it and have. That's 5 out of 6. I'm not saying they will, but I believe they can.
All right. No one said they can't. It's about will they or won't they. And second of all, the example you used does not apply. You're playing other teams. You're not playing the Yankees in a best of 7. What you did against Baltimore and Kansas City, mid-rotation, late-rotation, early-rotation. Guys, we don't need to do gymnastics. That's it. It's okay if you believe you're going to beat them. You don't have to take a blood oath. I'm not mad at you. I'm just making a point. I think you're beating the Guardians. I thought you'd beat the Astros. And we also were talking about they were a mortal lock for the playoffs before other people. So the whole point I'm saying is, look, I think there's an end point, but who cares? You still got to play the games. Aaron Judge could go out and snap both legs in half tomorrow night. It's sports.
Mm-hmm. Adam in a truck says, this is witchcraft, and it's going to end soon. Hope it doesn't, though. No matter what happens, the Tigers crushed expectations.
100%. And it sets up a fascinating offseason, and I'll leave it there. Yeah. Rico, walleye. Rico has walleyed that topic. Did you isolate that clip?
I didn't put it in the system, but I have it. Let me throw it in now.
Wait a minute. Hey, take it easy over there. All right. Sounds like your Saturday night over there. Take it easy.
Is that what you kids call it? The system? Hey, honey. Is the system ready?
It's a system. It's not a system, but plays like a system. Right. That's how David ended up with all those kids. throw it in the system. You see what happens when you get a playoff baseball team and you got a football team that's on bye week? Okay.
The Tigers won again.
You know what? I got you. Hold on. I'm aware. David, go ahead.
Oh, I got to gather myself.
I know.
Sorry.
I understand.
Calling my shot. Tigers win the World Series. That is from Steven.
Listen, what I would advise is if you truly believe it in your heart, you need to get a bet in on it now before the odds sink. Or they plus 1,200 yesterday? Just to give you an example of what they were on September 10th, they were plus 50,000. $100 won you $50,000. That's how far out of it you were on September 10th. Before the playoffs, you were plus 3,500. You've now won a playoff series, you're plus 1,200. It's now or never if you believe it.
Tim in Grosse Pointe, another historical fact. The Tigers are 10-3 and 3-0 in a series against the Yankees in postseason history. Those are the facts. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. I want to try this again. What's the last time you played the Yankees in the playoffs? 12 years ago?
Yeah, 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many guys are relevant to this argument? What you did 18 years ago or 12 years ago? Guys, come on. You're better than that.
Can we please?
Two people off of that team. Time has elapsed long enough. They're in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So just to put things in perspective.
Jackson Jobe was like 9 years old. Like, guys, I just, come on. We're better than that as a sports city. Right. Please.
When dad has to tell you, son, it's bedtime. Yeah, this kid's too young.
Hey.
But because they didn't win the World Series in those
And
those
I respect
runs,
that. I like beating the benchmark for this city. Right. I take pride in it.
You should. Beating the Yankees is what the
That's
banner
right.
is.
And I get that. I'm not offended by it. Right. And people here should hate my team. Respect. But what you did in 2006 ain't got no bearing on now. That's crazy talk. Yes, David.
What's also crazy talk is this came through from a teacher. I'm a middle school teacher, grades 6 through 8, and I'm shocked at how many kids at that age bracket didn't even know the Tigers were in the playoffs. Even after the first victory, half of them didn't know the outcome. I'm certain when I was that age, I knew everything. It could be because they were on a 10-year drought, and this generation has no idea who the Tigers are.
I think it's part of it.
And the fact that the Lions are so good, I bet you they know Jared Goff.
It's also the fact that baseball largely is a very difficult sport for young people and limited attention spans to watch.
Yeah, baseball. Yeah, I think they lost to young people a long time ago because it's a slow-playing game. And yeah, you're right. I don't have time to sit here.
You can sit in 15 minutes of real time and not see a baseball put in play because of analytics, launch angle, exit velo, don't care about strikeouts. Like, you can watch entire innings of baseball and the ball never gets put in play. That's a brutal watch. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, David.
I got a small bet on the Tigers at plus 25,000. When do I make a hedge, or do I even bother?
Wait until after the Guardian Series.
Yeah.
Because your payout right now probably isn't more than $1,000. So, I mean, you're sitting there, you'd be robbing yourself. If you think they're going to beat the Guardians, let it roll. I'm not being irresponsible by recommending that, am I?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Now, again, I mean, if you're hard up for the cash, what I would say is you shouldn't be betting. So if you need that money back, go get that money back. But otherwise, no, you got to let it roll. Once you get, or if you get to the ALCS, we believe you're beating the Guardians, then you can start to have a bigger conversation and we'll take you through that.
Or you just take the buyout if somebody offers you. If you're going to do the hedge thing, just take the buyout.
No! Don't recommend that nonsense.
What's the difference?
You're losing money either way. I got a better way to do it. But we're not going to do that right now, Walleye. We're not going to talk about the offseason either, Walleye. That morning show's really got to get it together.
I can't believe Cookies allows this.
What do you mean? Oh my.
There aren't any there.
What?
Mark? Facts.
Just saying. Oh my God. Remarkable. Morning show really has got to get it together. Listen, she knew as soon as she said it, she was in some trouble. And we were there to capitalize. What do you want me to tell you? All right, let's carry along. David, ticket text. We'll get Rieger involved. I've already handled Rieger's slander post 7 o'clock last night. And we'll move forward.
I say a lot of things. I forgot that one.
You're a POS. David.
More joy, easily the improbable playoff run that's only the second of its kind in baseball history. I get that from the Tigers. That is Keith at work.
Okay.
I enjoy watching the Lions. I still get pissed off and yell at the TV for both teams, so I'm stressed out either way, but more joy from the Lions. It's got to be the Lions. You wait forever just for football to start back up again. There's no feeling like it.
No, I agree. But I also value the Super Bowl over a World Series. I don't think they're the same. And especially in a town like Detroit. I don't know that we could handle the Lions winning a Super Bowl. Like, I'm pretty sure as the clock strikes zero, a meteor would hit us.
I think you're right about that. I got one more here. Hey, this is Jamar from Westland. I think the Tigers' improbable run has been more enjoyable. But my real question is for Rico. How can I get that appointment with that dentist?
Nope. Stop right now. Strike that from the record. David, do not make me show up to your church.
Come on through.
Do not make you. I don't think you're going to ever invite. This will be the one time you're not welcome back here.
And I just like to say, egregious statements today. David, 2, me, 0.
Wow.
That's twice David has done that to you. What a disgrace.
And I saved that one right for 5:50.
Yeah, he waits till 5:51 to hit you with that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Isn't it, you know,
the
ironic.
The second you get up to start singing, I'm just going to hold up cards.
I'm just reading texts, man. They come through, I read them.
Do you ever think about doing
Rosa
live
Parks
reads for that?
Overrated. Stop immediately. Why am I the voice of reason? Will you handle your business?
Hey, it's Rico Beard. And
stop immediately.
Need a drilling.
Oh, I'll read this and leave.
Okay, all right. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love the topic today, by the way. I'm driving in.
Well, you're a scumbag?
I listen all the time. Well, it's funny. Well, I got two things for you. Number one, I enjoy the who do you get more joy out of topic, whether it be the Tigers or the Lions. But I was doing a little schwitz today, running around the neighborhood like I tend to do, try to keep in shape, you know. And a buddy texts me, and all it said is, Mike just called you a piece of bleep on the radio.
Correct.
I'm like, oh, all right.
Correct.
Can't wait to get in.
I just, you know, you got cute after 7 o'clock. After got out of a little kindness loose. Of my heart, I helped you, and you misrepresented something I said. I didn't take kindly to it. So I wanted to handle it.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the program. Thank
I like
you.
Your
thank
show.
Thank you. Thank you. I did
you
not.
Can, you can save it for the D-listers like Wojo. You don't do that to us.
We had Wojo on at 9:30, by the way, yesterday.
Yeah. Odds of him being sober, 0.
No, he was drunk for sure. I was racking my brain. I mean, it was like, what did I say yesterday that would get me called a piece of bleep?
Oh, you got cute.
Yeah.
I said it. You misrepresented what I said. Lousy behavior by you.
They are very Moneyball, yes. Yes.
Now, and that's fine. It's how they have to play. But it doesn't mean you have to like it. You
yes.
can like the winning. But when you ask me directly, do I enjoy this style of baseball? Absolutely not.
Believe it or not, and everybody's different, I kind of like it.
That's fine.
I kind of like it. AJ Clinch, rather.
Oh!
The guy, AJ Clinch is a pretty impressive individual, isn't
he? He's brilliant. I just have always been on the other side of it. It doesn't make you a bad fan if you love it, or a good fan. It's just, it's like you don't like Mexican food or Italian food.
Well, I do, but yes, I hear
it. It's not a big deal.
Yes, it's preference.
For me, I always took great joy when the A's would fall on their face. Or when the Rays, ooh, we're smarter than you. Hey, how's the playoffs going, Rays?
Oh, yeah.
That's me. It doesn't mean I'm right.
The crazy thing, and there's so many crazy stats from yesterday's game. The craziest one I saw from, I think it was Jason Beck. Heather, please, I'm trying to do a show. Can you do it again, please? Wait, is that Cookies doing a female voice, or is that Heather?
No, that's Heather.
No, it's Heather.
Oh. What context?
I'll explain.
It's, you don't need it.
Yeah, unfortunately, once you say something, context is gone. It's different.
Anyway, I saw this stat yesterday, this morning. Pretty impressive. Do you know no Astros hitter went against the same Tigers pitcher the entire game? Every Astros hitter had a different Tigers reliever. It's pretty crazy, considering how AJ ran that game and right. how baseball usually works.
Okay. And that's why you're most dangerous in a 3-game set.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But no, you're probably right in a 7-game series. Like, I think they beat the Guardians, but then it goes 7, and then you worry about these guys getting overexposed. And, you know, if you're going back-to-back games using Sean Gunther to get a ground ball, is that going to work out for you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I think even if you happen to make it through, to make it to the World Series, two 7-game series, I think, will be too taxing.
It's also,
for this team.
Listen, and I don't want to nerd out. Yes, I'm a Yankees fan. Yankees are also the most balanced lineup left, both left and right, switch hitters. They're able to stagger. They've got depth for once. And it's not an old Yankee team. Only two guys in the order are 30. Judge is one of them. I don't consider his age. He's had the best year of his life.
What's his average in the postseason?
I gotta have to look.
20.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not Tim Kirkjian. I can't just whip
it
out.
Not Michael K.
Thank God. All right. So what are you doing next?
We're doing Tigers. I got two questions about the Tigers. It's a really short show. Please, Heather. 45 minutes, and then we're gonna get you to Red Wing preseason hockey original six. Michael,
God.
We got the
say,
Maple Leafs
Wojo?
In town.
But I got it.
For God's sake.
Woji is probably still in Houston drinking.
That's where he was at.
Or I'm sure he's headed to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Like, trust me, he has to work harder, too. He's not happy about this.
Oh, please. All this does is change the geography of his alcohol consumption. It doesn't add to his workload.
The article's already written.
It's probably more enjoyable for him because he's drinking with his media buddies on the road.
As if he has regular buddies?
Oh.
Those are his only friends.
Wow.
Want to read something?
I will.
Yeah, hey. You should. What a show. What?
Okay.
What?
We're going to stop doing that before the reads.
Could you imagine, by the way, if Mike said that and the place went silent?
Okay. No, because we were having a blast, and honestly,
that's the last time, Rico.
Play it again, please. One more time. No.
Before that is hilarious. Before I read.
That's the last time today, Rico.
Before we exit, do you have the Kennicott whoopee cushion?
No.
No? Okay. Thanks a lot for the system.
All right.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.